change in the news.
Name in the news, making the rounds because of a cool score that she got at a thrift store for $40, reduced from $80, a flight suit that belonged to Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield. And today's name in the news, Julie Lynn Wong. Do I have to put doctor in front of that? Are you really smart?
I did graduate from Queen's Medical School, so I think Queen's University would appreciate the doctor in front of my name. But it's up to you guys.
No. We'll do it. You earned it. We're here with Dr. Julie Lynn Wong. Tell us about the story of how you came across this flight suit that belonged to Chris Hadfield.
Yeah, I was working and decided to go for a slice of pizza. And so I went for a little stroll. And on the way to the pizza parlor, there was a vintage store. And it just looked really interesting. So I decided to go inside.
And then inside, you find these blue coveralls?
Yes, exactly. I looked up on the wall, and there was a blue flight suit. I mean, I've had similar flight suits over the years. I'm a pilot as well, like Chris. So I could actually tell when it was up on the wall, you know, the mission badges. I was like, wow, that looks just like, Chris's flight suit on the back of his book, An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth. And then when I saw his name, I was completely blown away.
So how did it end up at a vintage store?
That's a great question. You know, we're not sure. Our best guess is that particular flight suit, ended up in a box that was actually donated when Chris moved back to Canada after living abroad for 20 years. So, you know, if one accidentally, you know, ended up in a donation bin, it's no big deal.
Any idea how much it would be worth if you put it out, say, on eBay or Kijiji or something along that line?
You know, people have asked me that, but I'm not interested in selling it, actually. I really enjoy sharing it with the public and, hand it out to the students, let them touch it, let them take, selfies and pictures with it, and they were really excited. They wanted to post it to Twitter and Instagram. I think it's much more useful to use that flight suit that way to inspire the next generation of space pioneers and innovators than it is to sell it for a big sum of money. And as well, actually, because this flight suit now has a life of its own. And so I thought, maybe it'd be really fun. Why don't I create a Twitter account about this flight suit? So the username is @flight_suit. Because so many people are requesting to see it and to take pictures with it. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations on the find. It's extremely cool.
Well, guys, I'm going to be bringing it to the TELUS World of Science in Edmonton this Friday. If you guys are around, I know it's a little bit far from where you guys are located, but you're more than welcome to come try it out and take pictures with it.
We appreciate that.
That's awesome. All right, you're welcome, guys. Thanks for the interview.
Dr. Julie Lynn Wong, this week's Name in the News.
Names in the News.
Rock 106.